It's time once again to open up the old HG101 mailbag. So eScreen via Apple Podcast in the United States says 5 stars, great show. I'd like to nominate Jet Set Radio Future. I don't know if the game has held up well, but I really enjoyed this game on release. So thank you, eScreen. Jet Set Radio Future has been added to the list of upcoming episodes. So Tochiro via Apple Podcast in the United States says 5 stars, bite-sized breezy pod on games that matter. Well, let's not go nuts. Some of the games matter. But yeah. Asterix, I hereby nominate Battle Garaga for ranking. Good luck, fellas. You're about to get Yagawad. Asterix. So Battle Garaga has been added to the list of upcoming episodes. Thank you for your 5-star review and nomination, Tochiro. Divertov via Apple Podcasts in the US says 5 stars. I started off with a few episodes featuring games I knew and then moved on to games I'd only heard of. I've been completely drawn in by the smart commentary. Yeah, I'm just reading this because I love the praise. I'm a vain little man. I love this. Been completely drawn in by the smart commentary, ridiculous humor, rotating roster of international guests, and occasional deep dive into history like you'll find on the HG101 website. Pro tip, do yourself a favor and sign up for the Patreon feed, where the bonus episodes are just as entertaining as the free ones. And I'd love to hear these guys rank Lizard, a homebrew title released for the NES in 2018. Check it out! Thank you, Divertov. We did add Lizard to the list of upcoming episodes. I cannot wait to try that one. That's really interesting. These NES homebrew games are just getting more and more sophisticated. Moving on, Kevitar 1981, an Apple Podcast, writes 5 stars. I absolutely love this podcast. I would go as far as to say it's my favorite of all time. Basically, each episode, they take a game. Okay, I'm not going to... This is a good review because it tells people what's going to happen, but, you know... You don't need to hear it. You're listening to it. It's been a great source for me to find games I normally would not have sought out on my own. Best of all, the hosts are all great. They definitely put the work into the research, the games, and they come off sounding incredibly knowledgeable, but not in the slightest bit pretentious. That is the goal. And that is a tricky thing to pull off. Keep up the good work. I would like to nominate Cosmic Star Heroine by Zeboid Games. Thanks. Thank you, Kevitar 1981 on Apple Podcasts. We will be ranking and discussing Cosmic Star Heroine by Zeboid Games on an upcoming episode because you nominated it. Thank you so much. Moving on, Aphex Wolf via Apple Podcasts writes, Hardcore Leftist 101, 1 star. What started as a decent video game ranking podcast quickly devolved into an SJW politics podcast that occasionally stays on topic, but more often than not strays into the realm of, quote, shoving politics down your throat, unquote, type media that unfortunately is becoming more commonplace in this day and age. I came here to hear about video games, not to hear about your personal politics. Also, the host buys 5-star reviews by offering reviewers a chance to nominate games for future shows. That bastard. Oh, I'm clutching my pearls. This is a practice that should be reviled because it inflates a podcast score far beyond the merit of what it's actually worth and ultimately wastes the time of those who are actually looking for good podcasts. Sounds like Aphex Wolf got suckered in by my evil, evil ploy. So, didn't nominate a game, which is would have been funny if they did. So yeah, normally I wouldn't read a 1-star review. There aren't very many, mind you. Because people usually don't leave podcast reviews at all. Only if they want to, like, review bomb them with negative reviews or get something in return, which is the way we do it. And yeah, you're right, Aphex Wolf. It is a nefarious evil ploy, and I'm glad that we suckered you in. I don't know which episode Aphex Wolf started with, but you ask yourselves, if you've been listening to the show for a while, like, how political do we really get? I guess I'm kind of like, if Aphex Wolf is talking about me in particular, is the only person I can really speak to, I would say that I'm glad I got through to you, Aphex Wolf. Hopefully my evil SJW mind control tricks are already worming their way into your brain and turning you into a nattering panty waste of a PC goon or whatever it is you think we're... No, I mean, seriously, like, I interpret this as meaning, like, either we talked about an issue probably briefly, at most, I think the longest, like, explicitly political conversation we've ever had on the show has been like under 5 minutes. And it was about something that was in the game that we were talking about. And it wasn't even really political. It was, you know, I guess identity politics are a thing. I don't use that term pejoratively in this case. But it was a good show, and I'm proud of that show. But more importantly, like, if I said something to get on your nerves, like, yeah, I will state my opinion now and then. I can't hide that. Yeah, look at it. IT290, Apple Podcasts, writes, The Gamers Video Game Podcast. There's something to think about. This great podcast, the product of the best obscure game site on the internet, is awesome because it ranks games objectively, accurately, and scientifically. I'm so glad people get that. That is the most important takeaway from the show. The game coverage is brisk and to the point. They don't go into the history stuff that you've probably read or heard 1,000 other places, but they do put things in historical perspective without a ton of recency or platform bias, which a lot of other podcasts would suffer from. Ever want to know how Umihara Kawase stacks up against Dungeon Master? This is the podcast for you. For a nomination, I'd like to nominate Mail Order Monsters for the Commodore 64. This is the brainchild of Paul Reich III, who doesn't get the credit he deserves for masterpieces like Archon, Starflight, and Star... Oh, wow. You did all those. Star Control. This was a highly formative game for me, and although flawed, had a ton of original and creative ideas that ended up in other games. We would love to hear some commentary on it. Well, that's exactly what you're going to get, is some brisk and to-the-point commentary on Mail Order Monsters. And I'll just talk really briefly, kind of been going on for a while for this mailbag, but I'll talk why does each episode end up being as long or as short as it is? Now, I think on average, you'd find that the overwhelming number of our episodes are between 35 and 40 minutes. Probably at the lower end, I think we've had a few like 20, like sub 30 minute episodes, just a few. But most are at least 30 minutes, almost always 35, even for the short ones. And the longer ones can go on for over an hour, although lately we've been doing a better job of keeping those in check. And the reason why is... I always tell everybody, like, this is, you know, but when we're doing a recording thing, I might say something like, this is, I think, a 30-minute game conversation. This is a 40-minute game conversation. Or, guys, I know this is an important game to you, but please try to keep it under 45 minutes, and it's inevitably going to be like a 55-minute one. Every time I say that, it's like a magic spell that I cast upon the people. Yeah, the main reason for that is that you never know which games are going to draw, like, it's mostly for entertainment value. So, like, we've done some games that I think are very important, very good, very interesting, but there's not too much you can say about them because they're just kind of, it's either already been said, or it's just like, it's the point of the game is to experience it, and it's really hard to get out. You know, I don't like to get too much into the esoteric details because it never sounds good. You can listen to the Metroid episode for that one. It's acceptable, but I try to express my feelings. I try to F the ineffable, as I say, and it never works. I think I've just listened to too many game podcasts, and I feel like what we can add to it is really just to have like a brisk conversation about what makes this game distinctive, what makes it stand out, what kind of people would like to play this and what kind of people wouldn't like to play it, and kind of relate it in sometimes sort of arbitrary, but definitely scientific ways, relating it to other games that it seemingly has nothing to do with. Because in that way, we're kind of letting you know what our priorities are at that given time. And it's always sort of changing. That's just how science works for some reason. By the way, I was down at my local science lab the other day, and I noticed they didn't have a single 50-cent piece to flip when there was a scientific disagreement. So I don't know. Somebody got to pull their funding. Something's not right at that science lab. Anyway, that's it for this HG101 mailbag. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for giving us 5-star reviews on iTunes or Stitcher. You can also find us on Spotify now if you do the Spotify thing, although they don't, I think, allow reviews, which is lame because that would give you an extra chance to nominate games. But anyway, thank you, and I will be hitting you up at some time in the unforeseeable future with more reviews for the mailbag. Until next time, so long, suckers.